morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good Friday morning to you, my friends. Oh, it's September 25th already. How you doing? So good to hear about the rain in the Pacific Northwest today. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. I am here having a wonderful time in Northwest Arkansas. Of course, we've been here on remote because we are doing a wonderful event called Bikes this year, No Blues and Barbecue. Normally it's Bikes, Blues and Barbecue, but because of COVID, the official charitable event, in fact, it's the biggest motorcycle event that's based on charity, was canceled in June, but all the bikers said we're going to come anyway. And so the local dealership at Pig Trail, Harley Davidson, said, okay, well, we'll have the rally off of exit 86, and it's been going very, very well. And so one of the things that Terry and I love to do is help support Harley Davidson entrepreneurs and businesses and contract with them and help them with these rallies and events. And besides radio, that's one of the things that we do, one of our side hustles. And so the beautiful thing is I can take the show on the road. And so you get to experience Northwest Arkansas with me, even though we're still keeping in tune of what's going on in the Pacific Northwest and there in Salem. And as we know, we're right around the corner from the election, and want to encourage folks, don't forget about the rally taking place Sunday at 1 p.m. at the Capitol. There's going to be a nice freedom rally, and again, encouraging our governor and our government officials to open Oregon back up. Let's get back to business as usual. Let's get our kids in school. Let's leave the mask at home. And I don't know if you had a chance to see it or not, but CDC has shown some new rates. Yep. In fact, it's kind of interesting. If you get COVID, there's over a 99% chance you're going to survive it. That's just a fact. And even the CDC is coming clean with the facts. And I think we need to continue to encourage one another. I know some of you had some questions yesterday's show about the business protection kind of committee and coalition that's building up. And we'll get more information up on our Facebook page and maybe even link up to our website here within the next week. Speaking of website, don't forget to check in with our new website, kslm.news. Be sure to tell your friends and family that we're streaming live there. And of course, all of these shows that I've been doing over this last week, next week when I get back to the studio, I'll produce them and get them up on our podcast. You can share them because it's news that you can use, news to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you and I to be a part of the solution, right? Not just complain about it, be part of the solution. And thank you to so many of you that are sending me emails, giving me ideas of who to have on the future shows. Send them to me at Stacy, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at kslm.news. Want to thank Bill Sunderland with Country Financial Sunderland Agency for being a morning show sponsor. If you have any insurance needs, any financial planning needs, I'd encourage you to get a hold of Bill. His phone number, 503-885-0789. Continuing the conversation to bring encouragement to you, I am so excited to introduce you to some new friends of mine that I have met really digitally. They're my neighbors online, actually, and I found out and saw in some of my forums here in Northwest Arkansas that I'm connected with and the people that I love here because this is home. Yes, I went to high school in Oregon, graduated, and then I moved away and lived in South Dakota. And then when we moved to Oregon, we were living in Northwest Arkansas. We have a farm here. We're renting it out currently, and it's so fun to come back and connect with friends here. But I met these two women, have several things in common. In fact, it's pretty cool because earlier in my life, I lived in Long Beach, California. I was one of those Oregonians that previously lived in California and migrated when I was 10 years old with my family up to Salem, Oregon. And these two ladies were living in Long Beach, California, and they moved to Northwest Arkansas, made that grand move across the states over here. And I'm excited to share their story with you this morning because they are inspirational. They are motivational, and they're entrepreneurs, and they're women of bold faith. And so my introduction to our wonderful listeners, to Sylvia and Lori. They have Audio Girl Ministries and radio program, and I'm going to let them share a little more. You want to start out, Sylvia? Talk to us a little bit about the idea of moving to Northwest Arkansas from California and why you made that big move.
Well, thanks, Stacy, for having us, and it's great to meet you in person. This is a blessing for sure, and thank you for your warm and gracious digital welcome to us as well. So my sister Lori and I made the great escape from California to Northwest Arkansas because we were looking for a more peaceful, relaxed existence, first of all, and we wanted to find a place that shared our values. Not that that doesn't happen in California, but it's a little more rare, to be honest. And our dad was born here. Dad was born in Siloam and raised in Springdale. And the thought of moving back to where he was born and raised, because parents have both passed, was kind of exciting to get back to roots and experience a different way of living, a more peaceful existence, a more God-inspired existence. And we really felt that all along the way when we made the decision to move. We could feel God behind us kind of shoving us, along with Mom. It was time to make that move. And yes, it was a little frightening. It's a big move. But there was never a hesitation that it was the right move, especially when you know you're doing what God wants you to do. So that's it in a nutshell, wouldn't you say, Lori?
Absolutely.
I would agree. A woman of many words. So these two, they're so incredibly connected, these two. And Sylvia has a background in radio. You have a music background. Lori, talk a little bit about your experience and your background. And what's it like coming to Arkansas from being a city girl to a country girl?
Well, it's blown my mind. The experience has been an adventure that I never thought. I'm riding a lawnmower. I never, ever thought in my life I would be riding a lawnmower. And I love it. It's so relaxing and everything. Scary at first, I admit.
Getting used to bugs.
Getting used to bugs was another thing. But I love the openness. I love the slower pace. It's interesting here talking to people that you meet because you have to slow down and you have to realize they're going to talk with you. They're going to share ideas and thoughts. And so expect to have a nice 10, 15-minute conversation at the market or the post office or whatever, you know. And it's beautiful. It forces you to slow down and just enjoy the moment, which is something in L.A., you know, being in the city, everything's faster. And, you know, you're always hustling and you're driving the freeways. Oh, that's another thing. There's no traffic, really. Very little traffic. I mean, not compared to LA or anything. So that's another plus, but I love it. It's an adjustment here, you know, especially, I mean, I've been really busy, like, you know, Sylvia and Stacy in entertainment. And I'm hoping that, you know, this is another place we can express ourselves. And I think it is.
I do too.
So thanks, Stacy.
One thing that Lori said, I wanted to just touch on about how you live in the moment more. And I know we were just talking about this the other night. We have a nice screened in back porch now, and in the evenings we spend time there and just wrapping up the day. And living here with open space around us and clean air, and it's easier to spend time with God, see God, experience God. And you get that realization that I am more alive here moment by moment, because I can experience each moment more precisely. What a gift. It's such a blessing.
And with the digital world, you can still stay connected and doing all of the things that you did in LA. And it's interesting, you may have not heard this, I just heard it yesterday, that Ben Shapiro is making the grand move from California to Tennessee, and he's bringing all his staff with him. And there's a lot of shifting going on, a lot of changes going on. And for our listeners, if you've never been to Northwest Arkansas, first and foremost, the headquarters of Walmart's here. And it's a beautiful area kind of by Oklahoma, so it's about an hour and a half from Tulsa, not too far from Missouri and Kansas, and it's just this beautiful area, and it looks a lot like Oregon. When I came here 4.5 years ago looking at potentially moving from South Dakota, I was like, wow, this reminds me that the hills and the foliage and the beautiful trees remind me of Oregon, except we don't have the tall pine trees like they have in Oregon. It's such a beautiful time. And talk to me a little bit about
You talked about the slower pace of life, but how has that transition happened as far as your business? Talk to us a little bit in the time we have, a few minutes left. Tell me a little bit about your entrepreneurship and what you guys, what you, the two of you do together for business.
We'll do. This is Sylvia, so you can identify. Oops. We're breaking equipment here. Are we still? Are we okay? Okay, sorry about that. We were able to bring with us digitally a number, all of our clients who are back in the California area and different places across the country, because what we do, we can do from anywhere. We produce radio commercials and a lot of e-learning. We do video as well for TV. And so our client base was really set when we left. We're now looking to expand it here in Northwest Arkansas. And of course, you want to keep your great clients that you have on the roster as well. What's been fun is that because we have a 2-hour difference, I feel like we're ahead of them a little bit. It makes it a little easier in the mornings to kind of relax a little bit and then ramp up to your workday. We do a lot of casting for our clients. We do a lot of production, everything. We produce everything in-house here.
It took a while to get started. Because back in 1995, you were on air at KBIG, I think at the time. Was it KBIG, Los Angeles. And I was teaching music. And then we went on a walk, and we were thinking, you know, maybe we should start our own business. Because I had clients as a composer. I'd write music for video games and things like that, asking. I had, clients asking, do you know anybody that can do voiceover? And I said, gee, I do. And Siva would have a couple of clients asking about music. And so we said, you know what? We start our own company. Well, we don't know anything about that. Well, anyway, step out, find out, as Joyce Meyer says. And we started Audio Girl Productions. And so, but that took a while to get going. You were still on radio and I was still teaching. And then I think about 2005. We started to land a lot of regular clients, and that was a game changer because I can stop teaching, although I still teach privately on occasion, and Sylvia could leave radio. And then because of the success, praise God, of the business, it was on our heart to also start Audio Girl Ministries, which is a pro-life ministry, which has been very, very active. And what we've done is we've incorporated using music, voiceover, and prayer, of course, number one, to raise money to buy ultrasound machines. So we've purchased five ultrasound machines, including one in the Save the Storks van. And that has, the ultrasound machines were a game changer, because once girls see it, I think it's 85% choose life, because they don't know. Oh, it has a heartbeat. Oh, it's got fingers and toes, and it's smiling, and it's yawning, and it's, you know. So I think we just surpassed 1,875 babies saved from where the ultrasound machines have been placed. So that's a miracle, because that was just a labor of love. And we also have a CD out called The Living Stations of the Cross, and that has sold, which is word of mouth mostly, and at speaking events, raised over $37,000, I think, which is helped by the ultrasound machines.
So excited. I'm telling you, friends, we are kindred spirits here. Of course, I've done work in the past working together with pro-life work throughout the country, and it's so fun to be with you and together with you today. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We are in Northwest Arkansas. I'm visiting with my new sisters. I'm going to adopt you. Yay, Sylvia and Louie. We're in the South, and we're having a great time connecting and telling their story of the grand move from California, getting settled here in Northwest Arkansas. We'll be back after this. You're listening to KSLM. Good morning to you, TGIF faithful, that it's Friday. How are you doing today? You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. We're enjoying a wonderful morning, and I know there's rain in the forecast, and many of us are not really sad about that, because we need the moisture in the area. And of course, we're keeping our firefighters and those on the front line still in our prayers. And as people continue to get back into their communities and learning the damage and finding resources and certainly looking at ways that they can move forward in their lives, we're keeping everybody in prayer. And I just want to say thank you. thank you to all of you in our community. Roll up your sleeves. You're helping one another. You're helping your friends, and you're making new friends through this process. And we are better together. And it's been encouraging to hear in some of the emails that I've gotten telling me, you need to talk to this family and how they're recouping and what they're doing. And I just am so proud of all of our Oregonian friends that are coming together. And we are not losing hope, right? We're continuing to believe that we can take back our Oregon, that we can make it red. I am hope-filled, and it's interesting. Living here for the years that I did in Arkansas, and that's where I'm broadcasting from today, and making that grand move back to Oregon, I had several people say to me, Stacy, why are you moving to Oregon? Don't you know it's blue there? You're conservative. And I said, because I'm coming back for reinforcement. I'm coming back to help my friends out. I went to high school there. I believe that there's hope for Oregon. And so you and I, listeners, we're making a difference. We're rolling up our sleeves, and we are part of the solution. And I'm curious, Sylvia, as you and Lori have made the grand adventure to Arkansas from California, you're still bringing reinforcement through your tools and through your networking of your friends in California. And I lived in California the first 10 years of my life in the Long Beach area. It was a great time growing up. Talk to me a little bit about the California that you know growing up and how you're bringing help still today.
Sure. Thanks, Stacy. Well, you're right. California was a great place to grow up. Lived close to the beach, and you know, so we're SoCal beach bunnies. Skied in the local mountains, snow skied, open spaces and Disneyland and plenty to do. It was just, you know, from the mountains to the sea to all of Southern California, if you know Jerry Dunphy, if any of you are from SoCal, it was spectacular. It was spectacular. But as the progressive left moved in and really started taking over and taking over the thought and indoctrinating people from grade school on up, things changed dramatically. We did get involved. We were at one of the very first Tea Party rallies. It was in Santa Ana, California. Saw Andrew Breitbart there, and it was packed. We've been fighting the good fight had in California for a long time. And I can remember actually in 94 when the Republicans took the House, I was, wow, oh my gosh, this is what it's like to win. It'd been so long. There comes a time in life when you realize, okay, so we've fought, but we need to move to make life better for individually us.
While we could still lift boxes.
But our friends in California are very engaged. I can tell you that every single person that we've talked to of our friends in California, each one of them, not knowing the other one has said this, has told us, you got out in the nick of time. You really did. And we feel that way as well. I know folks are still fighting the good fight in California, and I believe there is a possibility that it could flip red for Trump in the coming election. I believe that with all my heart. Will the other side stop fighting ever? No, but I think that California has a chance to flip like you believe for Oregon. And Lori is fierce on Facebook. She really puts things out there and helps to helps to educate those.
I'm always canceled by Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all that, but it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, we have so many friends and family still in California, and I keep in touch with them, and I'm actively involved with them in promoting, you know, what they're doing. And my heart's in California. I was born in Los Angeles and, you know, staying at Disneyland for 5 years and, you know, all that stuff. And I just, my heart is still, part of my heart will always be there. But this area, this new area here is just gorgeous. And I have a lot of energy left to fight the good fight here, everywhere, because God is on our side and God wins. And we all know that.
The beautiful thing about journeying different places that I found is that you find your people, right? And Terry and I have this thing about going out treasure hunting, not for things, but for people and for experiences. And that's something that you're doing. You're on a grand adventure. You all moved here in about March, and you're meeting people. And the fun thing for me has been online, networking with you together in all of these places. And I am so blessed to have you as my friend. And certainly as we continue this adventure together, what great things we can do for life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, right? And I think it is a full frontal assault on our liberty right now. It really is. What would you say to our listeners? What do they need to do? Maybe they've never been involved before. What should they be doing?
Well, definitely get involved. There's an organization, I'm sure, everywhere where people live, where you can be a part of it. And whether it's Tea Party Patriots or the Republican Women's Club or Men's Club, or maybe at your local church, there are conservative organizations. Join them. Get together with other patriots. Get out on the street if you feel so desired to do that, and you know, really peacefully protest. And pray like your life depends on it, because I really feel like it does. And what are we under, 40 days now for the election? So commit yourself to doing something every day for Donald Trump and all of those white hats, we call them, that are running for office across the country. Pray, fast, give something up, offer it all up to God, and beg him to send his legion of angels to protect us and guide our country and our votes.
You bring up a great point. During the last election, I started a Facebook page, Pray 1116, that it every day at 1116, set the alarm on your cell phone and have it ring and stop and pray. Pray for our elected leaders currently. Pray for those that are running. Pray that our election and our whole country will turn to God, right? And that we would have leadership that we would vote our values, that people would not be intimidated to vote, that they would actually vote their values. And I do think that's important, and I've changed it to Pray 1120 this year, and so I'll share that on Facebook and join the momentum.
I was just going to say, and it's really important, I think, too, because there's a lot of people praying for President Trump, but we have to remember to also pray for his family and Vice President Pence's family, because they're going to attack them, too. And if you attack them, of course, it's going to distract the president, it's going to hurt him deeply, and we have to remember his family.
Such a great reminder. We can do really great work if we join together in prayer, where two or more are gathered, right? Effective. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're enjoying a wonderful day together. So glad to have you along. We're going to continue the conversation after this. We'll be back. Good morning, Salem. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. Thank you for tuning in to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Friday and every single day. So pleased to be here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you and I on ways that we can be a part of the solution and what we can do all around us. Anyway, we could see things and see that there's deficits and trouble and, oh, the mask mandate and all of those things. And we can complain and we can get depressed and we can get, oh, poor me, right? Well, we're not going to do that any longer. We're going to be a part of the solution, and we're going to talk to other people. And how are they overcoming? What are they doing to make a difference in the community? How can we be better together? And that's part of the show this morning. I am so excited to continue the conversation with Sylvia and Lori as we talk about all things life and liberty and what we're doing to be a part of the solution. And one of the things that had drawn me to these ladies is their passion for life. They are pro-life champions, and they come alongside other pro-life champions. No matter where you are at, you want to find out more about what they're doing. And of course, right now we're in the middle of 40 Days for Life right in Salem. You may or may not know this, but there's a vigil going on right in front of Planned Parenthood right now for the next 30-some days. It's been going on since, I think, the 23rd. And from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., there are people outside praying. If it's something you've never done before, I encourage you to get involved, get engaged. Look for them on Facebook. We'll put a link up a little bit later on our Facebook page where you can get engaged and get involved. And Lori and Sylvia have come alongside many 40 Days for Life campaigns and brought tools to the table that different groups can utilize. And I want them to share a little bit about that with us. Sylvia, tell us a little more.
Thanks, Stacy. And as Stacy said, really encourage you to get out in front of Planned Parenthood and pray. It's a stronger prayer. You're standing there as a witness to that child that's being aborted inside. You're saying your life has value, and I'm here to pray that this ends. And you might be scared at first, but pro-lifers who are there will help you. Once you get your first time in front praying, you'll want to go back, and we need you out there praying. So please take Stacy's suggestion and get out there and pray. Audio Girl Ministries, we have held 12 different campaigns in Southern California, 13 now. One's going on in California with our team members back there at the Planned Parenthood in Lakewood. The plan is to pray it closed, and that's what we plan on doing. But yes, we have a very big passion for life. It is the most important issue of our time, and we need to get this straightened out, and we need Roe v. Wade overturned, and we need to change people's hearts and minds towards a heart and mind for life and not for death. One of the ways we do that, as Lori mentioned earlier, we buy ultrasound machines for pro-life pregnancy clinics and get those into the clinics because they are game changers. And the other thing we do is that a lot of time people might want to defend their pro-life position, but they don't know what to say, so they're afraid of saying anything. Well, we developed an app. It's called The Power of Seven, the number seven, The Power of Seven. It's effective pro-life replies to seven common pro-abortion arguments. Lori did all the research on this, and then one of our team members developed the app for both Apple and Android. So it's available for free, and we encourage you to get it downloaded on your device, listen to it, read it. It's short and sweet. Bullet points. You'll get the information so quickly, and it'll sink into your head so easily that the next time the good Lord puts somebody in front of you where it's your time to defend life, those answers will be there for you. In fact, Lori, tell them about that one lady who told us how she actually listens to the app.
Right. Well, we've done several live speaking engagements to promote the app and also to defend the pro-life position. And this one lady says, oh, you're the ones who created that app. I have it. She says, I listen to it while I'm putting on my makeup in the morning. So that's how convenient it is to listen to and absorb the material and the content and to speak up for life. Because there's a lot of people that are against baby dismemberment and the brutal thing that happens to the little human being in the womb, but they don't say anything. They don't want to, they don't have the facts, that, you know, and this helps them greatly in that. In fact, it's been endorsed by
David B. Wright, National Director for 40 Days for Life. Also, Jill Stanek, who's a great pro-life advocate, the Thomas More Society, Options United. Again, it's called The Power of Seven. It's available in the App Store and also on Google Play. But to make it simple for you, you can just go to audiogirlministries.com, go up there to the Knowledge tab. The drop-down menu will say The Power of Seven, and we have links there for you. Highly recommended, and we hope you actually do take advantage of this and get The Power of Seven.
And again, it is free. Yeah.
Free!
We like free, don't we? I am so thrilled to know about this because I think so many times in my work, a significant part of my life has been dedicated to protecting the unborn and coming alongside women and certainly working with women who've had abortions, who've lost children to abortion. And I think there's been no better humbling experience than coming alongside a woman who has lost, and a man who's lost a child to abortion. And many times they will say, I did not know that there was a whole unique living human being that had brain waves and heartbeat at such an early point in the maturation. And the only difference, friends, between, and I don't know, I haven't reviewed your talking points, but really the only time, the difference between a baby that's been conceived and you and I is time, maturity. Everything is there. When that child is conceived, everything is there. And so, and I've been in courtrooms, and that's a talk for another day, where it's actually been decided now in law that at conception, there's a whole unique, separate, living human being. And so when that mother has conceived, she has two lives to consider, hers and that of the baby. And what we know to be true, when women are given all of the information, when they're given all the information to make an informed decision and they know where the resources are, they will choose life. And oftentimes when they feel like they don't have a choice, they don't have all the information. And when you bring in the power of an ultrasound machine, and kudos to both of you, I guess I didn't really know the significance of what you've done by placing ultrasound machines. When a woman and a man, I've seen it, I witnessed it, running a pregnancy center, when they see their baby, everything changes. Even the demeanor of the dad changes. He's all of a sudden wanting to care for the woman. You know, it just kicks in. It's all natural, and it's by God's design. And so it's very, very important that we do what we can do to stand for life and get involved. And I want to speak right now to that woman, that man out there that might be listening. Maybe you're a grandma, and maybe you're an auntie, and you didn't know all that we know now about abortion, and it saddens you. You know somebody, maybe you participated, maybe you didn't have an abortion, but you drove someone. There is forgiveness. That's an event that happened in life, and one of, like I said before, one of the most powerful things I've been able to do is walk alongside people to see and find that forgiveness from the Lord. It was an event that happened. It's not who you are. And so when we talk about abortion, it's not in a place of harm or trouble that we or judgment towards you, where we want people to live free and live free indeed, right, Sylvia?
Absolutely. And I don't have the information in front of me, but I know that there is going to be an online help healing after abortion. And if you want to email me at info@audiogirlministries.com. I can send you that information, or I'll try to get it posted on our website. I just found this out last night, so I'll get it posted on our website today too, audiogirlministries.com. But yes, there is healing after abortion, and we encourage you to get that healing. What we've also discovered is that women who've had an abortion, or family members that have been affected by an abortion, but especially women, and they come into the healing and they become a pro-life woman, they are the strongest advocates for life, because they know the pain that it brought to them and they know the devastation it can bring. So they understand it better than anyone. And they really do wonderful work for our unborn brothers and sisters now.
One of the things that's so powerful about the 40 Days for Life campaign and the prayer aspect of it, and as we know, Abby Johnson came out of that work many years ago in Texas, is that it's a different strategy. And of course, my friend, Dr. Pat Castle, who's with the National Life Runners team, I don't know if you're familiar with them, with him and what they do, and in very active outside of a clinic in Omaha, Nebraska, and really being forthright in prayer. And oftentimes at these abortion places, whether it be Planned Parenthood or other women's clinics across the country, there is also a mobile unit there, right there, that has ultrasound, and it has an opportunity to minister and witness to the women. Now, here in Northwest Arkansas, right not too far from here, is Choices, a pregnancy clinic that I've in the past been able to help out with some financial fundraising type things. And they're having a diaper drive this morning with the local radio station, KLRC, that I used to be a part of. And they're fundraising and getting diapers, and a great resource for local women. And so every community has an opportunity to link up with the pregnancy center. And that's a growing movement across the country. And most people don't know, it's also one of the greatest mission organizations, where you have an opportunity at these clinics to introduce people to the Lord, and that He is our strength and our help in times of trouble, and the power of prayer in a way that's non-judgmental. Again, it's just giving them information. And you all have seen that, haven't you?
We have. We've partnered with a number of pro-life clinics in Southern California. Horizon Pregnancy Clinic is one of them in Huntington Beach. There's also, well, I could go on, but we're in Salem. So, but yes, we have. And you really see the miracles that happen, right, Lori?
Exactly. And one of the things, you know, one of the arguments that you hear from people is that, well, you know, you're fine, you want to save the baby, but you don't care about the baby after it's born. And there's thousands of them throughout the United States of, you know, where they can get diapers and food and clothing and everything. People just, you know, they don't know that. And you need to know that it's all about caring for the baby after it's born as well. And there's thousands of people involved in that ministry.
And it's a volunteer-driven ministry, and guess what? They're free. free resources, free help in these communities. And that's why we need to do our part to come alongside these pregnancies. We have Hope Pregnancy Center in Salem, Oregon. They're always looking for help and volunteers and funds as well. So we're doing our part. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, broadcasting remotely in Northwest Arkansas, but we're all in this together. We're encouraging one another today. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you, wherever you're listening today. I know we have listeners in Texas, South Dakota, Salem, Oregon, maybe in Southern California, but certainly here in Northwest Arkansas. I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Friday and every day. Man, the first full week of fall, even driving over here to Lori and Sylvia's place, it was foggy here and it's feeling like fall, you know, you can feel it in the air. And it's interesting because I was listening to the news this morning and they're getting ready for their first football game here, the Go Hogs, the University of Arkansas, which when I first moved here, I couldn't figure out what's up with the pig on everything, you know, everything's hogs because that's their mascot. So Oregonians, we know what that's like, right? Because everything's ducks or beaver, right? We see that all over with our universities. But here, they're a little more free as far as the mask goes and in football and those things. Not so much in Oregon, but we're believing that that'll all change here around the corner. Once the election infection is over, we'll be able to get back to life as normal. And we're continuing the conversation this morning. And first of all, I want to say thanks to Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group in Willamette Valley, ready to go above and beyond to serve you and your real estate needs. If you have any questions or need any help, I'm encouraging you to get a hold of the Smiths. Give them a call, 503-939-7099. Now talking about entrepreneur and business, you know, I've done radio as kind of a side gig for 27, 28 years since college. It's always just been something's kind of like a fun little hobby on the side, on top of working in nonprofit, working in ministry, helping in the pro-life area. And I was really intrigued about Sylvia and Lori and their Audio Girl Ministries and their business and what they're doing to come alongside businesses and help them. And I want to hear a little more about what it is that you guys do.
Sure. Thanks, Stacey. This is Sylvia. And I spent a number of years in radio too, LA radio. I hosted my own morning show in LA on KBIG 104 back in the day, 10 years there and 10 years over at K-Earth. And it was so much fun, isn't it? And you're fabulous from a peer to a peer. You are fabulous. Salem, you're lucky to have this lady. At Audio Girl Productions, I'm going to actually let Lori explain this. She does the elevator pitch really, really well.
The pressure is on. No, Audio Girl Productions, we do audio for TV commercials, radio commercials. Our bread and butter is really voiceover. Sylvia's a voiceover actress herself and on all kinds of commercials and e-learnings, you know. But she also casts. We have a nice casting roster that we're going to get Stacey on. So voiceover is a big part of what we do, and also music. I write and compose music for TV shows, video games like Minecraft and all kinds of reality TV shows, things like that. So that's kind of what we do every day. Oh, a lot of e-learning and also our voiceover talent. We just added Spanish voiceover talent. We also have kid voiceover and French Canadian.
And we direct sessions as well. So our clients can rely on us for from start to finish. Whatever they need, we can supply that for them. From music to voiceover, casting, complete production. We even send it off to the powers that be that spread it across the airwaves. So we take care of everything. We're on a one-stop shopping, full service under one fabulous roof. AudioGirlProductions.com. Thanks, Stacey, for letting us plug it.
I'm so excited because I can see where even in our station we can network and we can utilize and we can cross promote from one another. And the beautiful thing is that you've developed relationships all over the country. And that's what a lot of this industry is relationships. And the beautiful thing in radio that I've learned over the years is if you know somebody who knows somebody, right? And we work together to get the message out. And certainly, I'm curious, Sylvia, from the years that you started in radio, what have you seen change as far as where were you at in your first radio gig? What were you doing to play music and all of that stuff?
All right, I'm going to give you my first radio gig. I started out at a station, great station in Long Beach, KNAC, Rock and Rhythm KNAC. In fact, Lori and the group she was playing with at the time did all the jingles for the station. But we were a station that played the second British invasion. We were new wave slash oldies. And you did everything at that station from playing the records. We played albums. It was that's where I come from. And you didn't have a digital editor. Everything was with, you know, razor and tape. And from there, then, of course, radio. As more and more businesses bought into radio and the rule, there was a rule of thumb back in the day where a company could own one AM, one FM, and I think one TV. They got rid of that, I want to say sometime in the 80s, late 80s, I think it was. And so corporations started buying up radio stations. Well, what happened after that is a lot of the creativity left and they were watching the bottom line, you know, the almighty dollar. I'm praying that they bring more and more local broadcasting back to radio. Let DJs be DJs. Give them back their personalities. The heck with the clock. Stop trying to fit everything into a 9-second little blurb and let listeners enjoy local personalities, local radio, and local musicians as well. That's what I hope for.
That's the beautiful thing about being a part of this radio station is really developing a program and a connection to the community. And we've had the freedom to network with entrepreneurs and local business leaders and people who are listening in because it's their station. And I think that's a part of it. And it's so fun to connect with you two and hear how you're developing this and how you're developing through the airways all the way here in Northwest Arkansas. Where do you see yourself going here in the next few years?
Oh my gosh, it's the 5-year question. You know, I never do well with that. Whenever, you know, with those what are those book? What's your 5-year goal?
Can I love the Lord with all my heart.
Oh, I love that. To love the Lord with all my heart, mind, and soul and figure out what's for dinner.
It's so true. And it's funny because you get asked those questions and we're like, okay, well, when I bought a planner at the beginning of this year, that was the biggest waste of money, right? with the COVID-19, we just really don't know. And the reality is the only thing we know we have is today. And to make the best part of today, you know, make the most of it. And that's what we're doing. And we can plan for the future, but we know who holds our plans, right? And we'll continue to sing like you do, Lori, continue to talk like you and I do, right? And talk about the hope that we have because we know who we are and whose we are, right? And that's really, and who we work for. And there's a fun Bible verse that talks about the promotion doesn't come from the east or the west. It comes from the Lord. And so together, we are better and we're networking. And if you're a business out there today and you're like, man, I'd like to have my own little radio jingle. I'd like to, you know, have my business promoted on the air. We'd love to help you with that. You know, certainly here at KSLM, we can get you connected and maybe we'll get the audio girls. We will. We'll get you involved too. And we'll create and be better together. We're so glad to have you tuning in today. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. I'm Stacey Ann. I'm hanging out with Sylvia and Lori. And I want you to give us the websites again and how to do the app and all of that.
Okay. The website for Biz is audiogirlproductions.com. And the pro-life ministry, audiogirlministries.com. We just wanted to keep it simple.
And the app is The Power of 7. 7 is the number, and you can get all the information at audiogirlministries.com.
Thank you so much, ladies. What a great morning it has been. Look forward to more networking and come together.
Thank you, Oregon.
Thank you. God bless you guys.
All right. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're having fun. I'll be back in the studio on Tuesday. Monday's show is pre-recorded. Don't forget about the rally on Sunday. Yes, Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Capitol. It'll be a grand time. Over, under, around, or through, no matter what we're facing today, we are overcomers. Have a wonderful weekend.